理课堂听 class.com。
Romeo and Juliet. In the city of Verona, there were two very rich, powerful families. These were the Capulet family and the Montague family. Many years ago, these families had a terrible quarrel. In the coming years, this quarrel got worse and worse. These families hated each other deeply. Even the servants of each family hated each other.The Montagues and the Capulets could not meet each other in the street without speaking angry words. Often they would fight each other with swords. One evening, the great Lord Capulet had a large party. Many fair and rich ladies and gentlemen came. Everyone was welcome, as long as they were not from the Montague family. However, one young man from the Montague family was at the party. His name was Romeo.And he was the son of the respected Lord Montague. At first, Romeo hadn't wanted to come, but his friend Benvolio persuaded him. Romeo was in love with a girl named Rosaline, who was at the party. Unfortunately, Rosaline did not love Romeo. Often, it is this way with men and women.
"Romeo, come to the Capulet's party in disguise. No one will know you," Benvolio had said.I will show you the most beautiful girls in Verona. Then you will forget about Rosaline."
Romeo didn't believe Benvolio, but he wanted to go to the party anyway to see Rosaline. Romeo was a good and true lover. He loved deeply. Often he would stay up all night thinking of Rosaline. But Rosaline never paid attention to him. Romeo, Benvolio, and their friend Mercutio arrived at the party.Romeo was in disguise, so the Lord Capulet did not know him. He welcomed the three friends to the party. That night, Lord Capulet was light-hearted and merry.
"I once wore a mask too when I was young," he said to Romeo. "I would whisper stories in young ladies' ears."
The three friends ate, drank, and danced. While they were dancing, Romeo saw a girl he had never seen before.He looked at her, and then looked again. Soon he could not stop staring at her. She was the most beautiful, wonderful-looking girl he'd ever seen. "She could teach the lights how to shine brightly," he said. "She shines like the richest jewels worn by Arab men. Her beauty is too much for this earth. No other lady in this room can compare to her." When Romeo spoke these words,He was heard by a man named Tybalt. Tybalt was Lord Capulet's nephew. Tybalt, who was a loud and angry young man, recognized Romeo's voice.
"It is Romeo Montague," he shouted. "He is here in disguise. He has come to laugh at our celebrations."
But the Lord Capulet would not allow Tybalt to hurt Romeo during the party.
"He has behaved like a gentleman," Lord Capulet said.All people in Verona speak well of him. Leave him alone for now, Tybalt."
Tybalt was very angry at being told to wait. He would make Romeo pay some day. When the dancing was done, Romeo looked for the mysterious young lady. When he found her, he went over and took her hand. "Your hand is like a temple which no one should touch," he said to the young lady. "But I have touched it, so I will kiss it.In punishment."
"Good sir, your words are too kind. The saints have hands which people can touch, but they cannot kiss them,"
said the lady.
"Saints have lips too, don't they?" asked Romeo, staring at the lady.
"Yes, lips which they must use for prayer,"
said the lady. They continued to talk for a little longer.Romeo continued to speak words of love to the lady, and she responded. It was clear that they were deeply attracted to each other. Suddenly, the lady said,
"I hear my mother calling to me. I must go."
"Who is your mother?" asked Romeo.
It was then that Romeo discovered that this young lady was Juliet, daughter of the Lord and Lady Capulet. These families had sworn to be enemies forever.
but Romeo had just fallen in love with one of these enemies. It was a terrible situation, but Romeo could not stop thinking about Juliet. Juliet was just as troubled when she discovered that Romeo was a Montague. She felt the same way about Romeo. Her feelings were quick and wild.
How strange it is that I should love the one man my family has told me to hate,
she said. Now it was midnight, and so Romeo left with his friends. However, he soon decided to return to Juliet's house alone. He needed to see her again. Romeo ran back to Juliet's house and jumped over a garden wall. He didn't know it, but this garden was right below Juliet's room. Romeo walked around the garden for a while, thinking about his love. Suddenly, he saw Juliet. She was standing on a balcony, staring at the moon. Romeo hid in the shadows of the garden and watched her. "Juliet is so much more beautiful than the moon," whispered Romeo. "Her beauty shines as brightly as the sun." Romeo watched Juliet put her hand on her cheek. "I wish I were a glove on that sweet hand," he said. Juliet did not see or hear her lover. She looked troubled.
"Oh, my,"
she sighed. "Speak again, bright angel," whispered Romeo. His eyes shone brightly.
"Oh, Romeo, Romeo, where are you, Romeo?"
said Juliet sadly.
"Deny your father and the name of Montague. Do this for me. Or, if you will not do these things, then be my promised lover, and I will no longer be a Capulet."
Romeo almost cried out, but he wanted to hear more of these sweet words. Still thinking that she was alone, Juliet continued to talk to herself. She wished Romeo came from some other family. He should give up the Montague name.
"This name is not part of you. It means nothing. If you give it up, you will have all of me,"
cried Juliet. Romeo now spoke. "Then call me love or whatever you like," he said. "I am no longer Romeo, a Montague, if that name makes you sad." At first, Juliet was frightened to hear a man's voice in her garden. She thought some other man had entered the garden and discovered her secret love, but she soon realized it was Romeo. She was very concerned, telling him he should be careful. They might be discovered by her parents or a servant. If Romeo was found, they would kill him because he was a Montague. "No," said Romeo, "there is more danger in your eyes than 20 of their swords. If you only look kindly at me, then I am protected. It is better if my life were ended by their hatred than that I should live and live without your love."
"How did you come here?"
asked Juliet. "Love showed me the way," said Romeo. "I am not a pilot, but even if you were 1,000 miles away, I would find you." These words made Juliet's face turn red. She felt extremely happy. She felt a little unsure because she had not meant for Romeo to know about her love. During these times, it was the custom for ladies to be a little cruel to their lovers at first. Ladies had to pretend not to care about these men and say mean things to them, even when they loved them. The difficulty of winning a lady makes her more valuable to a man. Juliet could not pretend that she didn't love Romeo. He had heard the words from her mouth.
"Fair Romeo, do not think that because I loved you so soon after we met, I am not worthy,"
she said.
"I am more honest than other women, and my love is more true."
Romeo said that he could never think badly of Juliet. He wanted to climb up the wall and see her, but Juliet thought this was a dangerous idea. Romeo wanted to exchange a vow of love and marriage to Juliet.
"You already heard my words of love before,"
said Juliet,
"but I will say them again. My love for you is as deep as the ocean, but not now. I hear my nurse calling. It is late, and I must go to sleep."
Juliet left for a minute, but soon came running back.
If your words are honorable, and you want to marry me, then leave now. Tomorrow, I will send a messenger to you. You can decide the time for the marriage. After we are married, I will follow you anywhere in the world, for you will be my lord.
When the two lovers were talking, Juliet's nurse kept calling her. Juliet didn't want to leave Romeo, and Romeo didn't want to leave her either. The sweetest music for lovers is the sound of each other's voices. When they finally left each other, Romeo was too excited to sleep. Instead of going home, he went to the house of a priest he knew. This kind old priest was named Friar Lawrence, and he was like a father to young Romeo. When Friar Lawrence saw Romeo, he knew something had happened. "You have not slept," said the friar. "You look as if love has kept you awake. Have you been thinking about Rosaline?" "Oh, no," cried Romeo. "I never really loved Rosaline. I now have a true love, the only love of my life. You must help us to marry." Romeo then told Friar Lawrence about Juliet. The friar was amazed at Romeo's change of heart. At first, the friar didn't believe that Romeo's feelings were real. "You remember how you loved Rosaline. You young men are always changing your minds about women," he scolded. But Romeo said, "Friar, you scolded me for loving Rosaline. You said she would never love me in return. Now I love Juliet, who loves me back. Isn't this better?" After some time, the friar agreed to marry Romeo and Juliet. He believed that a marriage between these two families might be a good thing. It might stop their anger at, and hatred of, each other. Romeo felt very lucky. He told Juliet's messenger everything that had happened. "Tell my lady to meet me at Friar Lawrence's home early tomorrow morning." The next morning, Romeo and Juliet were married. After this joyful event, Juliet had to go home. She was very impatient for nighttime, when she and Romeo would meet in the garden. The hours seemed to last forever. That same day, Romeo's friends Benvolio and Mercutio were walking around the town of Verona. They soon met a group of Capulet men. Juliet's cousin, the angry Tybalt, was with them. When Tybalt saw Mercutio, he shouted, "You, Mercutio! You are a friend of the horrible Romeo, the Montague!" Mercutio was just as brave and bold as Tybalt. He became angry at hearing his friend Romeo spoken of in this way. Benvolio tried to calm the men down, but they began to shout and quarrel with each other. Everyone took out their swords. It seemed that a fight was about to begin when Romeo walked by. Tybalt immediately forgot about Mercutio. "It is the villain Romeo! The criminal Romeo!" he yelled. Romeo did not want to fight with Tybalt. Romeo was a very intelligent and gentle young man. He knew that fighting wouldn't solve anything. Besides, he did not hate the Capulet family. How could he, when his lady, Juliet, was a Capulet? Juliet liked her cousin very much, so Romeo didn't want to quarrel with him. Romeo spoke calmly to Tybalt, whom he called Good Capulet. But Tybalt hated all Montagues, like he hated hell and the devil. He wouldn't listen to Romeo. Tybalt wielded his sword and tried to attack Romeo, but Mercutio jumped between them and fought with Tybalt instead. Sadly, Tybalt killed Mercutio. Now Romeo was extremely angry and forgot all his kind feelings. Tybalt had killed one of his best friends. Romeo attacked Tybalt, and the two men fought for a long time. Hatred was in their eyes. Romeo was able to kill Tybalt in revenge. Now both Mercutio and Tybalt lay dead in the street. All this fighting occurred during the day. Soon a large crowd was standing around the young men. In this crowd were the Lords Capulet and Montague, with their wives. Soon after, the Prince of Verona came. He was related to Mercutio. The prince was very tired of these fights between the Capulets and Montagues. They ruined the peace and quiet of his city. So he was very firm about punishing the young men.
Benvolio, you saw all the fighting. Tell us all what happened.
The prince commanded Benvolio. Benvolio told the whole story. Lady Capulet was very upset at Tybalt's death. She asked the prince to punish Romeo as badly as possible. This lady did not know that Romeo was her daughter Juliet's husband, of course. Lady Montague begged for her son's life. She said that Romeo had done nothing wrong in killing Tybalt.
This Tybalt was already a prisoner of the law because he killed Mercutio,
she said. The prince did not pay attention to these women. He thought for a little while and then said,
I have decided. This Romeo can never enter Verona again.